Hello and welcome. You're listening to Stay You Boo with me, Meg.
And me, Sam. The podcast where we have a coffee and unashamedly discuss whatever comes to mind.
From taboo topics to navigating life as a millennial.
Imagine a coffee date.
Or brunch.
With your bestie, but with a whole load of tech involved.
So without further ado, let's get into it.
So today's topic is Christmas. We are aware that this year is going to be extremely different from what we're used to. I think the announcement of the new Tier 4 restrictions has really affected a lot of people and a lot of their plans and what Christmas is going to look like for them. So we just want to kind of talk about that and kind of try and bring some positivity.
Yeah, absolutely. I think acknowledging that it is difficult and it sucks and it's okay to be upset about it and to feel angry and confused and anxious, because this isn't ideal. This isn't the Christmas that most people would want. So your feelings are valid, and yes, please take time to feel them. But also, like Sammy said, trying to also remember some of the good things that like might come out of this, or just things that we can look forward to still, because there are things to like be positive about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know like everybody is going to be in a different situation. Mm-hmm. And some people will have people that they can spend Christmas with, but some people will not. And that is really, really difficult.
Yeah.
And there especially are, if you're used to being around a lot of people at Christmas.
Exactly. And there are resources if you are going to be alone this Christmas. And we'll link some organisations and things where you can access support. But even like I'm part of a Facebook group called Team Knobs. And one of the girls on that is setting up a Zoom for Christmas. And it's going to be live for the whole 24 hours of Christmas, and people can just drop in and out just if you need some company. And I just think like things like that, it really is like we said, like good things can come out of like bad times basically. And I just think that's really, really lovely.
Yeah. It's such a great idea. So wholesome.
I know. I think sometimes like terrible things can really bring out the best in like humanity.
Oh, absolutely. Like the solutions that people come up with. My sister was like, it's an opportunity to show creativity in adversity, which I'm pretty sure she got from Milan.
Oh, fair enough. We don't need to acknowledge that. Like, we move.
Exactly. But no, it's so true. I think the way that people band together in times that are difficult is really great. And I think that's one of the key things about Christmas. It's a time for banding together.
Yeah.
And we don't have to be physically with each other in order to do that.
Yeah, exactly. And I think as well, just remembering what Christmas means for you. I know that sounds really cheesy, but like, I know for a lot of people, Christmas is about spending time with family, which obviously might not be able to happen in all cases. But for some people, it's a religious holiday. For some people, it's to do with the food or the giving of gifts. And they're all things that remain constant. And some people don't even celebrate Christmas.
There are lots of people that don't celebrate Christmas. Like there are Christianity derivatives that don't celebrate Christmas. There are other cultures and religions that don't either. Or some that are from other cultures and religions that do celebrate Christmas, just not in a religious way.
Yeah, exactly. Like for me, Christmas is a religious festival, and I do celebrate it in that aspect, but that doesn't mean that all the other things that I value about Christmas are then null and void, if that makes sense. So although I'm very grateful that I will still have that aspect of Christmas. I may not be able to go to church or anything like that, but I can still sort of acknowledge the religious aspect of Christmas for myself. Like there are other things that are going to be different, and things like that. Mm. And so like Christmas can mean a lot of things. Like For me, it's like I said, it's the food, it's the Baileys, it's just everything like that.
Yeah, totally get that. And I, again, like you said, Christmas means something different to everybody. We all have our different ways of celebrating it. We all have our own traditions.
Yeah. What are your traditions?
So I'm quite similar to you. It's about family. My family aren't like strict religious, but there is definitely a lot of Catholic influence in the way we celebrate Christmas.
Is that from your dad mainly?
From both. Both,
oh, okay.
Both were brought up Catholic. So yeah, I think the main thing that influences our Christmases is the food, because it's from both our cultures. So we've got the Zimbabwean influence, and then Irish is very similar to the English traditional.
I thought you were going to say to Zimbabwe, and then I was like, okay.
Those are very different. There's not a lot of potatoes in Zimbabwe.
What does Christmas dinner look like for you then?
So usually we have like a buffet of lots and lots of different types of food. It's mostly curry. So the Zimbabwean side of the family have had curry recipes that have passed down through generations. So we tend to cook a lot of curries, a lot of rice. We have dal with roti. Yeah, it's amazing. But then we also have the traditional side. So we have the roast and the turkey. Well, I think they usually have chicken because most people don't really like turkey. Not that I know, because I'm vegetarian.
Yeah, fair enough.
So then we also have the veggie roast and all the potatoes and the veg. And oh, it's great.
It sounds like an absolute feast.
Oh, it 100% is. I mean, we usually have around 20-ish people on an average Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
Like, my family is pretty big and we are very close. So yeah, that's going to be incredibly different this year.
Yeah.
But yeah, like it's okay. Like, the biggest thing for us is it will be the first year without my sister. So that is the biggest thing. Like, she's been married almost 3 years now.
Oh wow.
2.5 years.
That's gone so quickly.
I know. But she's always managed to like organize her time between his family and our family really well over Christmas. But it has been like a thing that she's had to think about. Whereas this year it's obviously all out of the equation and all her plans have gone to pot.
Yeah.
And it's also her birthday this week. So it's tricky. And it's going to be very difficult. That's definitely the hardest part.
Yeah.
But like, she gets to spend Christmas with her husband for the first time ever, just them two.
Yeah. And that's like, it's sort of been forced upon her, but that's still something I think that could end up being so lovely.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it will be really good for them. Like, I'm sure she'll spend most of the day on video call to either us or like other members of the family.
Yeah.
But I think it just the opportunity to have it in their own home, because it's always, always in ours, in my parents' house. So
they can create their own traditions.
Exactly. And like, on my side of things, my sister was an only child for 5 years before I was born. So this is my chance to have just me and my parents.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I don't think I could. I can't imagine that. So I'm one of four. So unlike Sammy, to be fair, we tend to, our Christmases are much smaller. So it is just sort of like me, my siblings and my parents. Luckily, two of my siblings are still going to be at home for Christmas, but one of them isn't. But we have, so he's in a relationship. So he's had Christmases away from home before a couple of once or twice. But it's strange every time, I think. But I agree with Sammy. It's like about making new traditions, and yeah, being forced into it isn't ideal, but no. I think we've got to be sensible and realize that we are in the middle of a pandemic. So we should try and abide to the rules, obviously, as much as possible. If your circumstances put you in danger or anything like that, obviously that's completely different.
Yeah.
And if that does apply to you, I'll leave links in the show notes to organizations that can offer support. But yeah, in general, I think being sensible is so important at the moment.
Yeah. On the sensible note, I read an article this morning that was about the Spanish influenza, because the second wave hit when, like, at the, near the end of the First World War.
Oh, right.
When the men returned home.
Oh.
And so it was around Christmas time. And they didn't really instigate any kind of restrictions. The government didn't really get involved too much, because they felt like it was more important to kind of build morale and have Christmas. And that was devastating. Like, so many people could have been saved if there was some form of restrictions in place. So just like a gentle reminder that the pandemic is real. People are suffering. Yeah. Really bad.
Yeah, it's just an important thing to acknowledge, isn't it? Like, there is a reason that these, like, restrictions have been put into place. Mm-hmm. Whether or not they've been done in the right way or at the right time is a whole nother story, which isn't
really
worth. Yeah, exactly. But now that that is the decision, I guess just doing what we can.
Exactly.
But I don't know, like, I'm still going to try and make it as Christmassy as possible.
Absolutely.
I'm going to like play board games with my family, like we always do, get into arguments, probably like be on video chats to friends, maybe not on Christmas Day, but around Christmas. And I'm going to try and just like do things that I maybe wouldn't normally do because I wouldn't have as much time to do. Yeah, so,
absolutely.
You know, like, some creative things, like I might try making some like Christmas cocktails for my family or something.
Yes, I love that. I was actually thinking of like ideas of what to do on Christmas Day, because usually we have like 15 other people to talk to other than each other, so conversation is going to be limited
and you're just going to be bored of your mum and dad very quickly. So what have you been up to apart from sitting around the house?
I came up with a few ideas. So,
ooh, go on.
Okay. So like virtual drinks quizzes, family chats online, and you can play games.
Oh, the classic Zoom quiz.
Of course. I really was debating not putting quizzes in there because I know we are all sick of them this year. But
a little bit,
it's a
maybe.
Christmas one. It is different. Like you can have one more for Christmas.
Oh yeah.
And then like board games that maybe you both have the board game and you could play it like that, or Scrabble is easily done over.
Charade.
Yeah, Charade Articulate.
I was about to say Articulate.
Pictionary. You can get the whiteboard up on Zoom and it'll be great.
Taboo.
Ooh, what's that?
Oh, it's a bit like Articulate, but there are certain words you can't say to describe the thing. And they're always obviously like the words that you would use.
Yeah, the like most associated words. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That would be so hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a great game. Sending videos and pictures of your presents that you're opening to people that you usually spend Christmas with. And puzzles. I might watch The Queen's Speech, which I have never done in my life because TV is strictly prohibited on Christmas Day in our household. So yeah, I might do that. And I'm kind of intrigued as to what she's going to say this year. Like,
oh, to be honest, how would you describe this year?
Exactly.
Like
an epic failure.
I mean, it's happened.
Maybe not a failure.
No.
The wrong choice.
Good things have come out.
Yeah,
it,
absolutely. But just bizarre. It's been bizarre.
Yes. Yes. Unpredictable.
Absolutely. I think we can all say that never in a million years would we have thought that this is where we'd be in December 2020.
Honestly, you couldn't make it up. It's like some sort of weird film. It's like...
But like a really long dragged out one, like one that you'd go to the cinema for and then fall asleep and then like need the toilet about five times.
And every time you think it's about to finish, something else happens and you're like, what did these people do to deserve this?
Yeah, it's like the Lord of the Rings trilogy of pandemics.
It really is. But you know what? Like, as I know that this hasn't been the best year, but I've had a lot of good that's come out of it, and I plan to finish it in style to an extent. I want to try and make this like a decent Christmas. I'm not going to say the best Christmas. I mean, let's just reschedule Christmas. Let's have another one.
Well, funny you should say. In Australia, obviously, actual Christmas is in the middle of their summer. So it's boiling hot and not really the Christmassy vibe. So they have a thing called Christmas in July, where it's not cold, but it's colder. And they literally celebrate Christmas in July. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I mentioned this to my family yesterday, and we have decided that we are definitely going to do this. And my sister was extremely delighted with this because we're going to do it on the 25th of July, which is 2 days before my birthday. And usually Christmas is 2 days after hers. So she's very happy that I now have to have like joint presents for birthday and Christmas.
That's so petty. I love it. That's fair enough. But that is an interesting concept, actually, that makes me think. So Christmas traditions are sort of like inherently associated with it being cold and getting cozy and things like that. And it's like, but why when it isn't cold everywhere in the world?
Yeah, it's so true. So, so true. I mean,
it's so random.
It's to do with the dates, isn't it? Because I know that there's a lot of debate around this topic. I've been doing my reading, and I think it's to do with like the seasons in the Bible and the way it's described. And then I think it was like decided it was autumny, wintry kind of vibes from the descriptions. Oh. And then they actually, weirdly enough, decided to tie into the pagan holidays. Despite there being a massive like disagreement between Christianity and paganism. That it coincides with the winter solstice.
But it's just so wild because it's only winter for like half of the world.
Yeah, it is wild, isn't it?
But and I know it's probably to do with like religion and where in the world it's practiced.
But, oh, absolutely. It's definitely to do with like the Roman Empire.
But it's all just very confusing. Well, not confusing, but I don't know.
It's just like, why can't we celebrate Christmas another time?
Yeah.
Like why on earth not?
Oh yeah, no, definitely. I think... let's do it. Christmas in July. I'm so ready for it. The only thing is, I want everyone to do it because, you know, like the run up to Christmas and when I love that vibe. Uh-huh. Like, that's like my favorite bit. Like Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve is my favorite day. I prefer it to Christmas.
Interesting. Go on, why?
I don't know. I just love like the anticipation and like the sense of like everyone just being there and like knowing that the next day is Christmas. I don't know. It's just really lovely. And then I always find Christmas a bit underwhelming.
I kind of get what you're saying, but I think because usually we have family around us kind of throughout the Christmas lead up. Like we usually have my dad's side of the family around at some point, and then like more distant family members that we won't spend actual Christmas Day with. So we tend to like kind of be booked up from the 23rd to like the 30th. Of visiting and visitors and stuff. So
that's exhausting.
Yeah, that is like all of those days are basically Christmas to me because we go through pretty much the same thing every day.
Oh, wow.
The 23rd, which is my sister's birthday, and it's strictly no Christmassy vibes allowed.
Yes, of course. But I think as well, just like in the run up to Christmas, I think not just necessarily from like an immediate family point of view or anything, but just a whole like wider community is different. So like people are more generous at Christmas. So I was talking to a homeless person the other day, and he just mentioned to me, he was like, I get a lot more from the general public around like in December, and people are much more willing to give money, give time, give like, food and anything they can. And it's noticeable that as soon as Christmas passes, that sort of dries out a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think that's quite sad. Like I get it, but it'd be nice if like that could be a whole year round thing.
Yeah.
So we need to bring that back in July as well when we're bringing Christmas back.
I like that. Yeah. And I think for me, I've always kind of, because I don't believe in the religious side of Christmas. Like I acknowledge it and I appreciate it, and I can see how and why other people would celebrate it for that reason. But for me, it's more about the spirit of Christmas and the giving and the selflessness and just it's, to me, it's a reminder to do that for the rest of the year. It's like my yearly reminder to bring positivity and goodness and kindness. And that tends for me to last pretty much the year, but it doesn't for everybody, obviously.
No. And I think as well, when you're saying about giving and kindness and stuff, I think it's really nice that you are mentioning those things like the patience, the kindness, and all of those sorts of traits, because it's not just about giving physical gifts, because that's expensive. And it's not really very sustainable either. I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, Christmas is such an expensive time of year, and it's also really terrible for the environment.
Yes. Yes.
Not that I'm really like, bad. Don't get me wrong. I am very guilty of liking material gifts.
Same.
So I know that I am contributing towards this sort of, this sort of culture, but I think I need to do a bit more, basically, to just be a bit better.
I think a majority of people can say that we all need to do a bit more. And I think being mindful of it in the first place is the first step.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it can be as easy as just like little things like changing your wrapping paper to brown paper, or making sure you use all your leftover food and you're not throwing it out, and buying presents either experiences or something that's like you've made or like something that the person would have got anyway at some point, or like will use and needs. I think just like little things like that can really make a big difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, I know it's not really sustainability focused, but supporting local businesses is
It
helps build that community feel about Christmas as well. It's just like that idea of supporting someone you can almost put a face to.
I love it. Because you can message somebody on Etsy and it's so cute because they like message you back, and it's just, you know, you're talking to an actual person, not a robot.
Exactly. And it genuinely makes all the difference. Like, you feel good, they've got business, so they feel good, and like they feel supported. And like, that is what I mean by Christmas spirit. It's that like community support. And I do really think that that comes out a lot more at Christmas, but it should be carried out throughout the year.
Yeah, definitely agree. What's your favourite thing about Christmas?
See, that's such a difficult one. I would genuinely say just the general air of giving. And not, I don't mean that in terms of like giving presents. I mean that in terms of giving time, in giving thoughts, in just like thinking about others and thinking about like the world outside of you. Because it is so easy to get wrapped up in like your own personal situation or your own problems. But when you think of buying a gift for someone, I don't know if everybody does this, but I think about their lives and I think about what they need in their lives and what would they appreciate. And like, it just, that thought of thinking about somebody else really can get you out of your own misery.
Yeah. I mean, you are good at gifts though, to be fair. Like, honestly, guys, every single year she smashes it out of the park with whatever she gets me for Christmas. normally socks are one of those gifts, and honestly, if you're struggling with what to buy people, peanut butter is also, I have a problem. Like, our listeners may not be aware, but I honestly, the amount of peanut butter I consume is not okay.
It really isn't. She's not overstating.
It's really bad, but it's fine. We're fighting one battle at a time. And at the moment,
that is down on the priority list.
That is not my biggest worry.
I love that.
Let's figure out the bigger things first. Then maybe years down the line I can deal with my peanut butter vice. It's not healthy, but I completely agree. The giving and the time I think is a big thing.
I mean, also the food.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Sorry, but not sorry.
Yeah, exactly. And I think as well though, just coming back to that, I think we are very privileged, obviously, to have access, or like to be in a place where we can give and receive gifts, and also a place where we can both like get the food and like have access to the food, but also enjoy it, because I know that's also a really difficult topic for a lot of people, whether that be to do with overeating, undereating, or just mm-hmm. not feeling comfortable around the food. And so I do feel like we're both quite lucky to be able to enjoy food at Christmas, yeah. basically.
And like, don't get me wrong, I do love the food at Christmas, but I also do get quite a lot of anxiety around it. So
yeah, it's overwhelming.
It really is. A lot more common than you think for people to get overwhelmed, because I feel like there's such an emphasis in like modern culture on foodies and people that love mm. food, and I've never been able to relate to that. And it's very rare that people are open about the fact that they're not a foodie, I find.
Yeah.
And it's okay yeah. to not like food in the way that foodies do. Like, it really is.
Yeah. Definitely. And I think it is okay to feel overwhelmed at Christmas mm-hmm. around food and things like that.
Or anything.
Yeah, exactly. Like, for you, I know that you have a lot of family over around Christmas, and a lot of people will be in the same position. Mm-hmm. And that can be quite overwhelming. Absolutely. And quite anxiety provoking for certain people.
Every Christmas I come up to my room for a good 20 minutes because I just need a break.
Yeah. And that's so okay.
Yeah.
So that's another good thing that I suppose could sort of come out of this tier system, because people who are introverts and do find that stressful, there will be less of a pressure. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I know that's not for everyone, and I know, and I don't want it to sound like I'm minimizing it, but there are like certain aspects of it that might be easier for certain people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think also for people who are spending it alone, what we were saying about the spirit of Christmas and like the idea of being selfless or showing care and community like spirit and stuff like that. If you take all of that care and thoughtfulness that you gave to other people in the lead up to this point and give it to yourself for Christmas.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Take that day for yourself to do whatever the hell you want to do. And like, whether it's Christmas themed or not, like, just give yourself that love that Christmas inspires. And yeah, just give it to yourself, man. And like, dance, cry, sing, eat, sleep, bake, craft, whatever you want to do. Watch a movie or 10.
Yeah, I love that.
Take a bath. Take a 3-hour bath. That would be great, man.
Oh, I hate baths, but okay.
I love baths.
But that's so true and such an amazing like suggestion. But I think that's as well something we need to do all year round.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, especially at Christmas. But
that's what I'm saying. Like, Christmas is like, it's an inspiration time. Like, it's the motivation for the rest of the year. It's a reminder of who, like, the kindness that you should be bringing to the world.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yes, it should be done every day or like as much as you can.
Yeah. And I think we are going to have to put in a bit more effort to make it special. And we are going to have to, you know, try a bit harder. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. Mm-hmm. You know, like, let's not settle. Let's create some new traditions and I guess try and make the best of a bad situation.
Yeah.
It's difficult, but it is necessary.
Absolutely. And just remember that this wonderful time of the year is an annual occurrence, thankfully. So if this year sucks, I'm really sorry. And like, I really feel for you. Like, if you can't find a way to make this year special, there will be next year.
Yeah.
So don't lose hope.
For some people, it is going to just be about getting through this Christmas.
Yeah, and that's okay.
And that's okay. Yeah, you don't need to make it something spectacular and extravagant. But I think what we are trying to say is just don't give up yeah. on it.
And reach out if you need to, because I guarantee you, you're not the only one feeling like that. And
absolutely.
There are so many people that are hoping that the people that are struggling will reach out to them. And because if you don't, then they'll never know. and they won't be able to help you. And honestly, just a phone call can make all the difference.
Yeah. And if you don't have anybody that you feel you can phone, like I said, I'll link some organizations in the show notes. And there are even ones where you can text if you don't want to call. There really is always somewhere to go, someone to talk to, and help to access if you need it. And our DMs are pretty much always open. We can't say we'll definitely reply immediately or anything, but if there was anything that we could do, yeah, we would love that.
Yes, we are always happy to help.
Yeah, sending you all the Christmas love, guys.
Absolutely.
So this has been a bit of a whirlwind, like, tour of Christmas, because I guess it's just been a bit of a whirlwind of a year and a bit of a wild Christmas time. But
very apt, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope that something that we've said might help someone. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, look forward to speaking to you guys again soon, and stay safe this Christmas.
Absolutely. And above all, stay you, boo. Mm-hmm.